All right, doing the sound check right now. What's my line? I keep forgetting my line. Okay. Mads, if you could edit the emphasis of each word, because I kind of switched around which word I emphasized. Just edit it all together so I emphasize each word. I'd really appreciate that. That's right, Josh. What a while, 30 years it's been. Happy birthday indeed, Maz. And what a wild 30 years it's been.
Indeed.
That's right, Jeff.
If you're listening to this on the day that we're releasing it,
it's because we're
Wednesday,
dead.
Wednesday, August 26th.
It's been 30 years since Round the Twist first aired on Australian television.
And doesn't it just feel like yesterday?
August 26th, 2020, by the way. So if you're listening to this next year, you fucked up.
But also congratulations on not being in 2020 anymore.
Yeah.
And also congratulations on 31 years since Round the Twist first aired.
Unless you're listening to this in 2030, in which case, congratulations Ooh. On 40 years.
Round wow. Twist.
Right you are, guys. And what a wild 31 years it's been if you're listening to this in 2021.
Apparently 30 years, a 30-year anniversary, is the Pearl anniversary.
Ooh. Well, let's get him some pearls.
Yeah.
Should we mail pearls to Paul Jennings or...
Yeah, anyone know where to send
them? Gets
the
gift here?
When's the Sapphire anniversary?
Send them to Rodney McLennan.
So I found some quotes because I looked up, like, what do you say on someone's 30th anniversary? And I like this one.
Holy shit, you actually did research for this and planned yeah. something.
I did nothing.
Sexiness wears thin after a while and beauty fades, but to be married to a man who makes you laugh every day, now that is a treat. By Joanne Woodward, and I thought that's relevant to Round the Twist, makes me laugh every day. You know, it's a little less sexy than it used to be, but that's just what happens when you make TV in like the 80s or 90s. You know, it just doesn't hold as much relevance anymore, but it's still good.
Well, that person on YouTube said that Tamsin West was still a fox.
Yeah, I was going to give you some shit for saying it's not sexy. Clearly it is to some people.
True.
Clearly to some people it's hot as fuck.
Round the Twist, don't listen to Maz. I still think you're sexy. Sexy is the day we married.
Yeah, Round the Twist, don't listen to Maz.
And what a wild 30 years it's been.
Let's think back on our favorite Round the Twist memories.
I'll never forget the first time I watched Round the Twist. When you guys told me to watch Round the Twist and put it on, you just...
And no one could forget that amazing time when I watched Round the Twist.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, those were some good flashbacks, guys.
Amazing. Wow.
I've got a montage going in my head. Have you ever?
So when I think about Round the Twist and how it's held up over the years... I think about other shows that came out 30 years ago that maybe didn't hold up as well. I'm just going to list a handful. Blossom.
She looks like Blossom.
Never seen that.
The Flash. Anyone remember The Flash from 1990?
Nope.
No.
I sure don't.
Oh, look it up sometime. It was my favorite show at the time.
These are all going to be shows that I don't know.
Yeah.
God damn it. Rugrats.
Oh, well.
Oh, Rugrats is still good.
Okay, I know Rugrats.
I don't know if Rugrats still holds up, but it was a show that it came was out in 1990. Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
What?
I can't believe you don't know that show, what? Josh. I believe it because you're younger than me, but that was a show that everybody...
I've heard of it from other shows.
Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
What anniversary of Greg the Bunny is it? Looks like it's 18. 18 amazing, and what a wild 18 years it's been.
What about The Simpsons? That was 89.
That was 89, man. Just get with the program.
Well, so was Round the Twist, like, technically.
True.
Yeah, but it didn't air until 1990.
Yeah.
Should we recap that No, they've listened to episode one.
That'd be fine.
Maz, if it were an 89 show, we would have done this birthday episode last year. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen.
We've also got Captain Planet and the Planeteers. That definitely does not hold up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the message of, like, not fucking up your planet is still relevant, but it's not like anyone's listening.
Clearly it didn't hold up for some people.
I think Round the Twist does the message of don't fuck up your planet way better than Captain Planet.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Without pandering.
That's right. You know, we're just seeing a fun, without normal pandemics. Family that happens to care about the environment. But it's not preachy. It's not in your face.
It's all subliminal.
Subliminal, liminal, and superliminal. Hey, you, save the earth.
Cop Rock was 1990.
Never heard
what
of that.
What is Cop Rock? I've heard of it, but I don't...
I've never actually watched it. It's a Stephen Bochco drama that's also a musical.
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, I want to find this now.
Let's watch
that's
it.
That's right. Lieutenant L.T. Smash.
I've only heard of Cop Rock from Community.
Hmm.
So for the record, I don't know when it was that one of us realized that it was going to be the 30th anniversary of the first time it aired in Australia. Was that you, Maz?
I think so.
Yeah, wasn't it like the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Like a few days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we haven't been like preparing to record something for this. This is something we thought would be nice to put something out on the actual day that the first episode aired in Australia originally, 30 years later,
mm-hmm.
especially because you're still waiting on other episodes, so we got to give you something.
Yeah. I would like to say there's another show coming up on 30 years on the 3rd of September, a little something called Johnson and Friends.
What?
What?
Did Johnson and Friends start in 1990?
Apparently.
Hectic.
Man, I didn't watch that show, but I did watch Dick and Pals.
We Lol. Should... Oh, Josh.
I also watched Pecker and Buddies.
Now I know how Josh feels. Now people are just naming TV shows I've never heard of.
We should watch Johnson and Friends once we're done with Around the Twist.
Yeah. Whee!
I think I'd rather watch Cop Rock.
Yeah, you say that now, but wait until you see the hot water bottle guy. What was his name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Alfred.
Oh.
Anyway, carry on.
1990 was a great year for TV, but I don't think anything holds up quite like Around the Twist. At least nothing from Australia yeah. that I've seen.
Yeah, have you seen any other, like, Aussie shows from that time?
Farscape? No, I haven't.
What about Ship
to Shore? I don't know that I've seen
shore.
Any other Australian shows, period.
Ship to Shore.
Oh, you know, I've seen an episode of Please Like Me.
Well, there you go.
You know what? I watched Love on the Spectrum. That's Australian.
Oh, I watched that recently. That was fun times.
Love on the spec.
But that is not from 1990.
Yeah, no, that's recent, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard about it.
We should do a podcast episode on Love on the Spec.
Go on then.
Oh, remember that guy who really loved dinosaurs?
Was it me? Was it Bronson?
Yes.
That guy really did love dinosaurs.
He loved dinosaurs.
Well, now I have to watch it.
We'll look it up.
Isn't it on Netflix?
Let's go on YouTube and watch it right now.
A lot of very lovable characters in that show. It's a reality show. So maybe
it's like a documentary.
Am I allowed to call them characters? They're very lovable people, I guess.
No, I've never seen dinosaurs. Wow,
what?
My favorite memory of dinosaurs was when I went with my dad to New Zealand and there was this little, it was like yogurt, but it was like a yogurty strawberry yogurt thing and it had the baby from the dinosaur show on the packaging and it was really nice.
The dinosaurs.
I'm going to tell you my favorite memory of dinosaurs. Did you guys ever see the final episode?
I've seen it on YouTube. It's pretty horrific.
Yeah, so...
I mean, we all know what happened to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's a very cute family show, and in the final episode, they all die, because it's an environmentalist message where the corporation, you know, does whatever and basically causes a nuclear winter that ends the Earth. And so it ends with the family of dinosaurs huddled in their living room trying to stay warm as their house is covered in snow. And it's the end of the dinosaurs. And I saw this in high school, and it was just a rerun that was on in the morning. And it was a show I kind of remembered liking when it was on and knew, but I didn't watch it every week. And I just happened to see this rerun where they all die, and it completely shook me. And I went to school, and I couldn't, like, talk to my friends because I was just so disturbed. But I couldn't tell them why I was disturbed because it's a silly kids puppet show. Yeah. But it really messed me up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, even as a grown-up watching it on YouTube when I hadn't even watched the show, it was pretty shocking. For the whole rest of the day, I was like, man, those dinosaurs are just like freezing to death.
Please tell me Around the Twist does not end that way.
We'll have to wait and find out.
But again, I know it's somewhat pro-environmentalism, but yeah. if I have to watch
Starts
Bronson,
the next ice
age. slowly freeze to death.
I'm going to lose it.
You know, that's something I love about Around the Twist. It was like kind of the opener for all those other shows that I liked as I got older, like Unsolved Mysteries and The X-Files. It had that little like spooky, mysterious element to it. And it was like, oh, I like this sort of stuff. And so my life got filled with all those sorts of things.
Unsolved Mysteries.
That's me.
Well, we solved that mystery. It was Around the
Did
Twist.
We? What a twist.
What a twist.
Well, anyway, we hope you have all been enjoying listening to the podcast and watching the episodes along with us, if you're doing that, which we hope you are, because we're really enjoying the show.
We sure are, Josh, and what a wonderful 30 years it's been.
What a wild 30 years it's been.
What a crazy roller coaster.
It has. It's been a lot of fun watching the show and introducing my kids to it and trying to tell all my friends about this crazy Australian show I'm watching and recording a podcast for.
Mm.
And if anybody from the show is listening, happy 30 years to you.
Happy anniversary.
You made it, guys.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I can only hope that in 30 years, somebody will be celebrating our podcast. Just like we're so... I'm kidding. Nobody would ever do that.
I know I will.
The Untwisted Podcast.
We'll do a reunion podcast in 30 years.
Oh, that would be nice.
Because we won't have spoken to each other for 20.
Yeah, we're going to stop talking once we finish this podcast.
Sick of this podcast and I'm sick
of
you.
Which is going to be 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do have more episodes coming your way soon. We've got 3 in the bag for Lucky Lips, No Wall, and The Copy.
Yeah, yeah.
So expect Lucky Lips at some point soon-ish.
Expect Lucky Lips on the 21st of October for the 30th anniversary of that episode.
Not quite. We'll get it out sooner than that.
That's not soon enough.
But I want it now.
I want the kids to see it.
Later.
We love you guys. Bye, everyone.
Love you. Happy anniversary.
Bye. Happy anniversary. Happy birthday. Happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Merry everybody.
30 years, mate. You done good, kid.
I love you now more than the day we met.
When you show turns 30 and you go around the twist.
That was delightful. You know, Josh, the fact that you call it a pop filter tells me that you're not ready. It's all a hoax. I don't need to wear a pop filter.